Hagia Sophia, Istanbul, a Byzantine architecture marvel. An effortless marriage of Asian architecture with the European gives Istanbul a distinctive skyline. And why not? After all, it is the only city that belongs to both continents. When the Byzantine or Eastern Roman Empire was at its peak, the city, then called Constantinople or erstwhile Byzantium, influenced the architecture of the Roman Empire more than Rome. It continued to do so even after it fell to the Ottomans in the 15th century. The landmark structure of that architectural style include the Hagia Sophia, meaning the Holy Wisdom, that was built in the 6th century CE as the Patriarchal Cathedral of the Imperial Capital, Constantinople. It was the largest Christian church of the Eastern Roman Empire and remained so for almost 1,000 years until the completion of the Seville Cathedral in 1520 CE. Hagia Sophia, a brief history. From 537 CE until 1453 CE, it was the Eastern Orthodox Church, barring a 57 period in between, that is from 1204 to 1261 CE, when it was converted to a Roman Catholic Church. After the Ottomans took over the city, the Church of Hagia Sophia was converted into Hagia Sophia Holy Grand Mosque. After this conversion, the Ottomans emulated Hagia Sophia's architectural style to build many notable mosques around Turkey, including the 17th century Blue Mosque, known amongst the locals as the Sultan Ahmed Mosque in Istanbul. It remained a mosque until the Turkish Secular Republic converted it into a museum in 1935. Hagia Sophia architecture. At the time of its construction, its nave was the largest indoor space in the world, almost 200 by 85 meters. It also was one of the first structures to use a pendentive dome that allowed a round dome to cover a square space. The height from floor to the top of the dome is an unbelievable 55.6 meters. With such cavernous dimensions, little wonder I felt insignificant while I was inside. Its central atrium has a double height ceiling covered with its trademark round dome. The periphery of the gigantic hall has an upper level comprising a horseshoe-shaped gallery. The floor of the entire structure is from the 6th century. Its interior is decorated with mosaics and marble pillars, and the embellishments within are stunning. The many levels of stained glass windows, the murals between the window arches and on the domed ceiling, the colossal marble lustration urns, the massive Persian script pendants adorning the walls, and the imposing chandeliers, they all imbue the interiors an awe-inspiring feel and enigma. No wonder it is considered the greatest surviving example of Byzantine architecture. Hagia Sophia, some idiosyncrasies. There is a ramp leading from the ground floor to the upper gallery. For a church, this seems strange, as most notable churches took pride in their stupendous staircases, from grand wide to stunning spirals. But then, the Ottoman emperors were lazy, and they could afford to be. They wouldn't walk to the first floor of Hagia Sophia. Instead, they were carried up the ramp. I feel these ramps must have been an alteration the Ottomans made in Hagia Sophia. Hagia Sophia can brag to have the world's first photoshopped artwork, the Empress Zoe mosaic on its first floor. The empress married at least 3 times, and the face of the person on the left has been repainted at least thrice to depict her then husband. While Hagia Sophia may have been the place of royal prayers for many centuries, let me take you to the historical royal palace in Istanbul next week. Till then, share your comments on this landmark edifice of Istanbul. Pin this Byzantine marble.